Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, How Do I Teach Innovation in Introductory Courses? Let's dive in. Picture this. First-year students walk into our classrooms convinced they're not creative or bad at problem-solving. This confidence gap becomes a learning gap that follows them through their entire academic journey. What if we could flip this script from day one by teaching innovation as a foundational skill, not an advanced elective? The first strategy is surprisingly simple. Replace traditional what-is questions with what-if prompts in every introductory lesson. Instead of what is photosynthesis, ask, what if plants couldn't capture sunlight? This simple shift moves students from passive recall to active exploration immediately. They're not just memorizing definitions, they're thinking like scientists, artists, and innovators from their very first class. Here's something counterintuitive. Research shows beginners often generate more creative solutions because they're not constrained by expert assumptions. I call this the novice advantage framework. We need to harness this beginner's mind by positioning students' inexperience as an asset, not a deficit. Frame their fresh perspective as valuable input rather than something to overcome. Try this in your next class. Give students exactly 2 minutes to brainstorm solutions to a course-related problem. No research allowed, no right answers expected, just rapid idea generation. Follow with reflection. What surprised you about your own thinking? You'll be amazed at what emerges from these 2-minute innovation sprints. Let me share a real example. Professor Sarah Chen restructured her Introduction to Psychology course around student-generated research questions. In week one, students identified everyday behaviors they found puzzling. Instead of memorizing established theories first, they hypothesized explanations, then discovered how psychologists had approached similar questions. The result? 89% of students reported feeling capable of thinking like a researcher by week three. Your Monday morning action. Identify one concept you typically teach through direct instruction. Replace your explanation with a challenge. How might we solve this problem? Let students struggle productively for 10 minutes before you provide the established knowledge. Watch how this transforms their engagement with the material. Innovation isn't a subject, it's a way of thinking that transforms how students approach every discipline. When we teach innovation from day one, we're not just building confidence in our course content, we're developing the adaptive mindset students need to navigate an uncertain future. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Join the conversation with other educators exploring innovation. Connect with me on YouTube, Facebook, or X at The Innovation Prof, and share how you're teaching innovation in your own classroom.